This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West End.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
So when I say the word grit, who do you think of on the Avalanche? Go. Grit. Who are you thinking of right now? Are you thinking of AJ Greer? Well, you should be, because that guy is as gritty as they come. This guy not only has skill, not only has ability, but he has grit. Most people think when you say grit, somebody doesn't have a skill, doesn't have an ability to do something. They have to try harder than other people and be gritty about it because they don't. Well, in the case of AJ Greer, that's not the case at all. He has what people call edge. He has what people like to call a mean streak. But at the end of the day, what it means is he's not afraid. He will go places other people won't go. He'll stick his nose in places people don't want to stick their nose. He has hockey courage and he has grit. So let's do the same thing. Think back 10 years ago and think, who has grit? Who's the first person you think of? Think of anyone in the past with the Avalanche and think, who is gritty? Did you say Claude Lemieux? You'd be right. Claude Lemieux was gritty. How about Danny Hinault? How about all those guys who did the dirty work, who pissed off other players, meanwhile they put the puck in the net every now and then? That's the kind of guy the Avalanche have needed for a long time. Sure, we want to be small, we want to be fast, we want to have a game that goes from one end to the other in 0.2 seconds, but at the same time, we need a guy who can do all that and bring us that edge. That guy who's going to get the other players off their game, and he's not just going to do it to do it. He's doing it because he's working harder than them. And maybe he's putting an elbow in the ribs, or maybe he's putting a stick on the legs behind the play. Doesn't matter. He's playing hockey. He's playing to win. To me, this is what's going to get AJ Greer on the hockey team. He has a lot of guys around him with a lot of skill. He has guys who are as big as him who are a little bit faster with a better shot, but what they don't have is that innate ability to piss people off and meanwhile not be a liability on the ice. I think AJ Greer does all of these things I've already mentioned, but under control. He's not going to Scott Park you. He's not going to lose his mind, rip his clothes off, flex his tattoos at you. The guy's still going to play hockey. And when he takes a whooping, which he will, and he has, he's going to take it like a man. He's going to come back and do it to you again. He doesn't care if he gets bloodied up. He doesn't care if it's his back hitting the ice first. He is out there playing the game like there's no tomorrow. For me, I think one of the worst things that could happen to his game and also for the Avalanche right now is for him to get sent back down to San Antonio or wherever we're going to end up. I think that he's ready now. I think that he has the energy, he has the motivation, he has the want, the hunger, the drive, and of course the grit. I think that he is ready now to be on this team, even if it's in a more limited role, even if he's third line guy. I think he's going to have that kind of impact on the game and on the players around him. And so for all of you out there who got your feelings hurt when he went a couple rounds with Varley or when he pissed off somebody in practice or put a big hit on, that's how he plays. He's not turning it on or turning it off. He's playing his game, his natural game. He's not trying to be something that he's not. He's not going to fall apart in a couple weeks because he can't do it anymore. This is who he is. This is who he's going to be for a long time. And I think that this is a really underrated role on a team and one that is long, long overdue for the Avs. So relax. He's going to put you guys in practice. He's going to piss a couple people off. But at the end of the day, he's going to make everyone better for it. And if you want to be suspect of anyone, be suspect of the guys who aren't doing it anymore. What about Blake Como? The hell's Soderberg doing these days? There's a lot of guys out there who aren't bringing the same effort and the same energy that they used to. Guys who used to bring it in the league too. I think it's time that those guys take a lesson from the young guy in this case and bring that game back as well. AJ Greer for the win. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, ABSFAM.com. Hockey hats, stickers, shirts, and awesomeness all for you. If you're awesome, go there because they love awesome and they sell awesome for you to wear and be awesome. www.avsfam.com.